This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, war is in the house. The Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. I'm on the war path. Let's go to war. And boy, are there a lot of people to go to war against. But let me start with something nice. Straight from that high-energy, passionate, angry open to something nice. Because I wrote a nice commentary for Thursday's newspapers around the country. Nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Always starts right here in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it is titled, This Thanksgiving, We Have a Lot to Be Thankful For. I decided to go positive and be nice. It's a great responsibility to have a newspaper column published on Thanksgiving Thursday each year. I take it seriously. Thank goodness, with Donald J. Trump as president, we have many reasons to be thankful. Last week, I was blessed to interview one of my heroes, the Reverend Franklin Graham, on my radio and TV shows. I hope all of you heard it. Franklin's the son of Billy Graham, one of the great Christian evangelists to ever walk this earth. And his book, Just As I Am, changed my life. I will be forever grateful to Billy Graham. Billy's son, Franklin, has taken over his father's organization. I'm a huge fan of the wonderful things Reverend Graham does around the globe to make this a better world. His organization, Samaritan's Purse, has provided over 160 million gift packages filled with toys for children around the world at Christmas time. But our conversation was about more than just Christmas charity and Judeo-Christian values and spirituality. Reverend Graham and I spoke at length about our mutual love, prayers, and support for President Trump. We both believe he's one of the greatest presidents for America, our economy, our middle class, our troops, and Israel, our great friend and ally in the world. We both agree the impeachment hearings are a terrible witch hunt and fraud perpetrated by America's enemies. Most importantly, we both agree President Trump is a good man with a good heart who has been slandered by his enemies. I was honored and blessed to be able to share with one of the world's great spiritual leaders that I'm now a fan of President Trump, not just because of his Trump economic miracle. My appreciation for President Trump on this Thanksgiving extends to so much more. Did you know President Trump is the one and only president in our history to work for free? He just donated his third quarter salary to help fight the opioid crisis. Every quarter he donates his entire salary to a new charitable cause. And I'm a great dog lover. Dogs are man's best friend. I know mine are. That's why I was so thrilled this week when President Trump became the first president ever to honor a military dog at the White House. He awarded a Medal for Valor to Conan, the dog central to our raid against the leader of ISIS a month ago. How wonderful to honor an American warrior with four legs. Did you know on that same day President Trump signed an animal cruelty bill making the sadistic killing of animals a federal felony? I have no doubt if Obama had done these wonderful things, they'd have given him a ticker tape parade down Wall Street. Most importantly, President Trump pardoned and then fought for the pension of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, this hero of eight tours, six of them as the top-rated SEAL chief in the U.S. Navy, was being persecuted by a bunch of petty bureaucrat bullies. So Trump fired the Navy secretary. No president in history has ever done such a thing. Trump said, and I quote, I will always protect our great war fighters. I've got your backs. That's why active duty military and veterans overwhelmingly support President Trump. This Thanksgiving, we have many reasons to be thankful for such a great president and a good man with a good heart, too. That's my commentary this Thanksgiving. We have lots to be thankful for. It'll be out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday, and many other websites across the United States, and many other newspapers across the United States. Now, Trump was in a very funny mood today, too, by the way. President Trump pardons the National Thanksgiving Turkey, calls his name is Butter, the Thanksgiving Turkey, Butter, and he cracks an impeachment joke and zings Adam Schiff. He spared the National Turkey. The National Turkeys, there's two of them, dubbed Bread and Butter, in the annual turkey pardoning. He pardoned Butter on Tuesday in a Rose Garden ceremony, and then he cracked a joke about impeachment. First Lady Melania joined President Trump. She looks stunning. Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday, Trump said, to applause and laughter. He took another shot at Schiff's impeachment witness, who witnessed nothing firsthand and have never even met or spoken to President Trump. He said, it seems the Democrats are accusing me of being soft on Turkey, but Bread and Butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. He said, some more cheers and applause. Butter, I wish you a lot of luck. I hereby grant you a complete and full pardon. Very funny morning with President Trump at the White House. You want to trigger a Democrat? I mean, really trigger them? A New York Times poll's out. New York Times poll. You hear me? New York Times poll. And it says many Democrats plan to support Trump again in 2020. The New York Times upshot Siena poll questioned a narrow portion of Democrats who supported Trump in 2016 in swing states and plan to vote for him again, even though some supported Democrats in the midterms. According to the Times, nearly two-thirds of the voters in six battleground states who supported Trump in 2016 but voted for Democrat congressional candidates in 18 say they intend to back the president again in 2020. Trump is also winning a small portion of former Hillary Clinton voters, according to the poll. The swing state survey found that 7% of voters who supported Hillary for president in 16 now approve of the president's performance in office. They polled 3,766 registered voters. You know my bugaboo, registered voters always favors Democrats, always hurts Trump. And still they came up with these numbers. 3,766 registered voters from Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that was in October. You know what that means? That was before the impeachment hearings. And we all know every single poll shows Trump's done better since the impeachment hearings. And I also want to show you how easily liberals are triggered. Lefty college students are polled or asked, interviewed a question at their college, Macalester College in Minnesota, never heard of it. And they say it's not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a populist bull spit, except they didn't say spit. Triggered lefty millennial students at Macalester College in Minnesota think it's not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving because it glorifies the genocide of indigenous people and it's a bunch of capitalist bull spit. Macalester is a small private Christian college. And the students are so brainwashed, they do not think it's okay for Americans to gather with their families and loved ones to celebrate Thanksgiving. A few students said yes, but the ones who said no went on long diatribes about how the indigenous people were oppressed and colonized. Thanksgiving is kind of just based off the genocide of indigenous people. I don't think we give thanks at Thanksgiving. We just eat a bunch of food and it's just a bunch of capitalist bull, you know what. Well, the thing is based off the murder of indigenous people, another said. A female student asserted all America does is celebrate unethical holidays and complained about the term Christmas break. Another student actually said Christmas and Easter are worse than Thanksgiving. This is all courtesy of a site called the College Fix. This is what you're up against, folks. These are kids in a Christian college in Minnesota, of all places. Not in Somalia. Oh, I forgot. Minnesota is Somalia. I forgot. It's little Somalia. Unbelievable how brainwashed children are all over this country. Because all the professors are communists. Even in Christian colleges, they're all communists. I don't know why everyone in the world who's a communist becomes a teacher. I guess there's like something out there. There's some guy who's like the great-great-grandson of Karl Marx who hates America and who wants to create a communist country in America. And he must be recruiting teachers. I don't know what else to say. I guess that person runs all the teachers' unions. A massive snowstorm causes Thanksgiving travel mayhem in the central USA. I'm just really glad that I'm not traveling on Thanksgiving, but I feel bad for all of you that are, and I wish you well, and I say prayers for you. A storm is dumping heavy snow. It's buried highways in Colorado and Wyoming, prompted school closures in Nebraska, forced more than 1,000 people to sleep overnight in Denver's airport. Hundreds of flights were canceled just as the busy Thanksgiving week period went into high gear. Storms heading towards South Dakota, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Another storm in the Pacific moving towards California and Nevada. Where I am, heavy snow predicted in the mountains of Las Vegas and the mountains of California. But thank goodness, you know, we just get rain here. And I must tell you what's so funny. The average person who hears this will be laughing. They'll be laughing. Because the rain that we're going to get starting tomorrow, supposed to be heavy rain tomorrow and Thanksgiving, is the first time it's rained in Las Vegas since, I think, like March or April. There hasn't been rain in 6 or 8 months. Not even like a drop of rain in 6 or 8 months. The average person around the country can't even understand things like that. It's just every day you wake up here, it's sunny and beautiful, sunny and beautiful, sunny and beautiful. Now we're going to get a taste of miserable weather. It's going to be, you know, a really cold, burr, chilling 45 to 52 the next 2 days. Oh, poor Nevadans, poor Las Vegas people. It's going to be 45 to 52 degrees both days, and overnight it's going to be like 38. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. If I was one of those climate change idiots, I'd scream, we're all going to die. Help, we've got 12 hours, we're going to die. They love the number 12. I don't know why that is. The Earth will end in 12 years. I'll be pregnant in 12 months. They love the number 12. We're all going to die. Rain's coming in 12 hours. Little crybaby snowflakes. Little morons that think Thanksgiving is taking advantage of indigenous people. What kind of morons are you? Can't you just relax and enjoy and bite into a turkey? See, you're all mad because you're so frustrated because you eat tofu and broccoli all day. I'd be angry all day if I ate tofu and broccoli, too. You have no idea what you're missing. Your life sucks. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle.
miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. A lot of breaking news, by the way. Breaking news at this moment. The House Judiciary Committee announces impeachment hearings next week. Can you imagine? They're going to go right through Thanksgiving, and then the minute they get back from Thanksgiving, let's impeach President Trump for nothing. They're really dumber than I even thought they were. I mean, they're just complete morons. They got zero chance of succeeding and zero chance of helping their cause in 2020. They're digging the grave deeper and deeper and deeper. More breaking news. Trump says he's designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorists organizations. Bill O'Reilly interviewed President Trump tonight, and he said he'll be designating the dangerous Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. O'Reilly asked Trump, is he going to designate these cartels and then start drone striking them? Trump would not divulge his plans, only that he's already well into the 90-day process of designating these cartels as terrorist groups. He said it will happen. According to Reuters, Mexico's foreign minister said on Monday he did not expect the United States to make such a move. Oh, poor baby. I guess we psyched you out. And then the Border Patrol K-9 is retiring after 10 years and 2.5 tons of drugs seized. His name is Pecky. Pecky will retire at the end of November. You know how I feel about dogs. I love dogs. I'm a sucker for dog stories. It's a she, and her retirement concludes more than 10 years of service, and she sniffed out 2.5 tons of drugs. Her drive and ability to perform at a high level for many years is appreciated by so many in the El Centro sector, said Border Patrol officials in a written statement. Border Patrol canine agents are trained to detect drugs being smuggled to the U.S. and human cargo. Additionally, the canine agents track or trail the number of migrants and smugglers. The canine program's secondary goal is detection and seizure of controlled substances and other contraband often used to finance terrorist or criminal drug trafficking organizations. So just a little breaking news and a little dog announcement to make. A little doggy announcement. I always like making doggy announcements. And while Democrats are announcing that next week they're going to start the impeachment procedure, which is just insane. I mean, insane. At the same time that's happened, Democrats are in panic mode. Michigan lawmaker says, we are so close to the election, I don't see the value in taking Trump out of office. That's a Democrat. Another headline, Dems' doomsday scenario, could anxious moderates scuttle the impeachment push? With impeachment proceedings moving swiftly after a spree of dramatic hearings, the expectation that the House will vote to impeach President Trump and trigger a Senate trial has been treated as a fait accompli, but, meaning, you know, everybody thought it was going to happen automatically. But the president's allies still see a scenario wherein congressional Democrats could fall short. It'll all come down to the moderates. A senior administration official claimed Friday, after the apparent conclusion of House Intelligence Committee hearings, it's not clear the House is going to impeach. If you know they're looking at polls, you know they're getting killed in polls, and you know if they had a brain, any brain at all, they would just censure President Trump and say, bad boy, we didn't like your phone call, and move on. I mean, you would just have to be a complete idiot if you didn't know that. Among critical independents, there are troubling signs for impeachment backers. 50% of independents questioned in a new NPR, PBS, Marist poll, can you imagine? National Public Radio and Public Broadcasting, conducted November 11th to 15th, did not support impeaching and removing Trump, with just 42% backing such a move. That's a slight dip in support compared with the previous NPR-PBS poll, which stood at 45%. So, it's funny because their conclusion is it raises the possibility the hearings in Washington are not resonating with people outside the Beltway. You think? Unbelievable. And then Democrats know that they have no candidates. You know, as much as I despise the views of President Barack Obama, I hope he's listening. I hope you're listening, Barack. As much as I despise your views, the reality is that I think you're a brilliant, brilliant person. You were elected twice because you are so good at cheating, and you're so good at understanding how to win an election, no matter what has to be done. You are a chess player, just like Trump is a brilliant, virtuoso chess player when it comes to politics. And there's a report out that says Obama told the Democratic candidate that Biden does not have what it takes to win the White House, that Obama warned he would intervene to stop Bernie Sanders at all costs, and that Obama doesn't think much of any of the other Democratic candidates running for president. Politico says Obama, deeply skeptical of Pete Buttigieg and most other 2020 Democrats. Of course he is, because Obama, for whatever faults I see in him, even though he's a commie, loser, open borders, communist loser from Columbia University, my classmate, despite all that, he's a brilliant political strategist. And he knows there's nobody saying what the Democrats are saying right now that could be elected, ever. And his legacy is going to be destroyed. And he knows it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump are participating in a turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House.
The First Lady and I are delighted to welcome you all to the White House on this magnificent autumn day. On behalf of the entire Trump family, I wish each and every one of you a very happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
The White House tradition of pardoning turkeys dates back to Abraham Lincoln's administration. This is USA Radio News. Democrats in the House, who seem headed towards a vote of impeachment against President Trump, say the inquiry uncovered substantial evidence against the president. However, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News he doesn't think there's anything incriminating.
First, the message was, listen to the phone call, it's really bad. Trump put that out. He's the only person that's been transparent. So I think they haven't proved their case.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Shh.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, coming from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET. Edward Stoltz, the founder and owner and operator of KBET. Thank you, Ed, for discovering this great talent, Wayne Allen Root. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Thanks to Fred Weinberg for discovering this great talent and nationally syndicating me. So I dedicate this show to Ed and Fred. It's the Ed and Fred show because they're the ones who put me on the air. Appreciate it. I also want to thank the sponsor of this segment, My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. They've done a great job for me, whether it's my voice, which is now a workhorse after 4 years of hoarse voice, not a single minute missed on the air. No colds in 4 years, brain fog gone, leaky gut syndrome gone. Thank you. My doctor suggests get 20% off every order, not just the first order, every order, and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll-free, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off every single order and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Got my guest here. James Herson, every Tuesday, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. How are you, James?
I'm doing well. How about you? I'm very thankful.
I just wrote a commentary about how thankful I am to live in Donald Trump's America. Just wrote that very commentary and literally translated it on the air, gave it to everybody on the air, started this hour. So all about my thankfulness this Thanksgiving for living in Donald Trump's America, not about the economy. For once, I said I'm a businessman who loves Trump for his economy. I'm not going to even talk about the economy. I'm going to talk about all the other things Trump has done so wonderful in this United States of America. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I gave that story. So you and I are on the same wavelength, my friend.
Oh, that's good. You know, gratitude is a wonderful virtue. And the left's trying to destroy Thanksgiving. There's a college in Minnesota, some TV.
I just did that story. I just did that story. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. But see, the left is good at destruction. And so one of the students said, well, it's not as bad as Christmas and Easter. And so what it is that every part of tradition, you know, even one created by a proclamation of our first president, George Washington, that is completely apolitical. Thanksgiving is not a political holiday. It's a holiday of virtue and the virtue of gratitude. And boy, do we have a lot to be thankful for in America. And you're right. We have the biggest thing right now we have to be thankful for is the miracle of the Trump presidency. And you're also right that it's not just the economy. One of the biggest things is the state of the judiciary, which has been improved geometrically under Donald Trump with a record number of solid constitutional judges being appointed, including two at the Supreme Court. And Amy Coney Barrett is on deck waiting to come,
for Ginsburg to retire. Let's just say that. Waiting for Ginsburg to retire. Yeah.
And fundamentally changing the cultural future and legal future of America. We have Donald Trump to thank for that. And we have the Republican Party to thank, and Mitch McConnell for having the stamina and the gut to go forward with the majority rule that Harry Reid put in place.
So let me ask you, you're the law expert and you're the law professor as well. Don't you find it ridiculous? This isn't a conservative view by me. This holds true whether it's liberal in office, conservative in office, liberals on the Supreme Court, conservatives on the Supreme Court, conservative president, liberal president. It doesn't matter to me. If an airline pilot has to retire mandatory at age 65, why should a Supreme Court justice allow to be in that seat for life? till they're ready to die, till they literally are dying, till they're asleep in the middle of hearings? Why don't we set an age limit for a Supreme Court justice?
We'd have to change the Constitution to do that, but it's a reasonable idea. I just see
very hard to make
mischief
happen
that could be done with it. But, you know, just, I mean, I suppose that we say that 90 would, you know, that people would agree that if you get past 90, then maybe it's time to retire. But it's obviously a political discretionary move. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there's been all kinds of memes on the social media showing movie posters of Weekend at Bernie's and that, of course, was the comedy about a corpse being held up by people to make sure that he wasn't perceived as dying. And it's Weekend at Bernie's with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Schumer and Pelosi are holding her up on these memes. But, yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable idea to have some age limit on the upper end. But our founding fathers wanted to take it completely out of politics. They called it a lifetime appointment, allowing the individual to decide when it was time. In theory, if somebody lost enough cognitive ability, they could be taken out with an impeachment, you know. But
nobody wants to do that.
Nobody.
So I would argue it should be lifetime ending at age 85. That's what I would argue. Once you're 85, you got to get out. You don't wait for 90. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 86 and has two kinds of deathly cancer, lung cancer and pancreatic cancer. Come on. She can't sit on that Supreme Court. It's ridiculous to think she could take chemotherapy drugs at the age of 86 and be an effective thinker on the Supreme Court. It's so silly, so unreasonable, so irrational, so delusional. Enough adjectives for you. It just doesn't make sense, James.
The left will have her on that. Even if she was in a coma, they will have her on that court.
And by the way, that brings up a good point. Let me ask the law professor. What if, God forbid, she went into a coma and she lived two more years on life support in a coma? You couldn't remove her as a Supreme Court justice?
Not according to the Constitution, as long as she wasn't legally
dead.
Deceased.
Wow.
But I think there would be a move to have a constitutional amendment at that point.
What if you're brain dead? Your heart's beating, but you're brain dead.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we do have a definition of brain death. So this would really be a constitutional crisis. I mean, on CNN and MSNBC, they've been screaming constitutional crisis for three straight years. That would be a constitutional crisis.
Yeah, I don't think we could use the criteria of brain dead because that would eliminate all liberals from ever being on the Supreme Court. But if you took an X-ray of their brain, there's nothing there. There's nothing between their ears. Anyone who says the open borders are good for America, let everybody in and give them free health insurance, free health care, and free full welfare benefits, absolutely has no brain matter between their two ears. They're brain dead. Zombies.
Yeah, they might as well be. Well, they're certainly not utilizing their gray matter, that's for sure.
You know, the difference between me and all these other people, and you too, James, you're very bold for a Californian. You're very bold. I don't know how you get away with it. But we just speak our mind to tell the truth, you know? And nobody's got the balls to say out loud in the NFL, someone like Colin Kaepernick, you know, he's a nightmare. We don't want him on our team. Nobody says that. You and I might say it's crazy. Why would you want him? Nobody else says it. Well, meanwhile, not a single team has called Colin Kaepernick since his workout. So it's even though it's a sports thing, it's representative of everything I do on the radio and everything you do. We just tell the truth that other people are afraid to say out loud.
Well, one of the things about wokeness and political correctness is it perpetuates lies. And the big thing, now, Colin Kaepernick, there's two reasons that no team will pick him up. One reason is they really don't want the headache of having this guy who's been so disruptive on their team. But the second reason is more important. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the athletic ability. I guarantee you, if he did a workout and he was really an impressive potential quarterback, there's several teams in the NFL that could use a quarterback, but Colin Kaepernick's not the guy. But it's a big lie that somehow what he's done in dissing the ceremony that takes place before a football game, in dissing the national anthem, and in getting others to do it by kneeling during the national anthem, that somehow that's a noble gesture. That's a noble action. That's the lie. And so they have to tiptoe all the time, it appears, at least the head of the NFL does. And it's despicable. But it just makes sense. I mean, we heard that no team wanted to sign him for several years. He's been available. He's been whining. He's filed a lawsuit. The reason they don't want to sign him, he doesn't have the goods. Athletics generally are a meritocracy, a real meritocracy, and you don't get signed as a quarterback unless you're very good at passing the ball, and he's not.
All right. Your sports analysis today, football analysis from James Hurston and Wayne on the Root. Appreciate it. When we get back, more with James. Want to talk about CNN. Want to talk about John Cusack. Want to talk about Bill Cosby. Lots of stuff still to go. And, of course, the new poll that shows black support for President Trump at 34%. The liberals have lost their minds. Doesn't surprise me. Lowest black unemployment ever. They should like President Trump. Who's the guy that did nothing for him? Barack Obama. Nothing. Never lowered black unemployment at all. Raised it. Never did a thing for you. Watch what they do, not what they say. That's what my father used to say. Watch what Obama does for you. Nothing. Watch what he says. Oh, flowery. Love you. Great. Love you, babe. Love you, babe. I'm going to do so much for you. And then he does nothing for you. When we get back, more with James Hurston. Website, jameshurston.com. I'm Ellen, otherwise known as War. Everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV coming up in 7 minutes. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they've got another irresistible offer for you to help you cash in on the asset protection while you still can. Swiss America is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar. They're going to lose money on every coin. $16.50 each delivered while supplies last, including delivery. So that means they're losing money and they're delivering the coin to you. Pretty amazing. Exclusive offer only for my listeners. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. We're back with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, Hollywood, entertainment industry, Hollywood gossip, his website, jamesherson.com. And James, welcome back to the show. Let's start with CNN. Ana Navarro, what did she have to say about Trump's 34% approval, according to Rasmussen, with black voters?
Yeah, Ana Navarro is the fake Republican never-Trumper on CNN for your listeners. And when that came out, obviously, 34% among African Americans means serious, serious trouble for the Democrats. So Ana Navarro showed what we kind of suspect often about people on the left, because she is a person on the left. She's a fake conservative. But they're the bigots. They're the racists, because she tweeted that the poll must have only been conducted in the homes of Ben Carson, Kanye, that sheriff guy with the hat, she means Sheriff David Clark, and those two cubic zirconia and polyester spandex ladies. That's her way to disparage Diamond and Silk. So all of these people, what do they have in common? They're all African American, they're all conservative, and she just lumps them together. And if a conservative had done what she did,
lose your career.
They'd lose your career. I mean, Roseanne did less. Roseanne told a joke that could be taken a number of ways. This was specifically naming or describing famous African-American conservatives. It just shows superficiality, and it shows that, and by the way, she said there's zero chance that that poll is correct, and she said that based on nothing. Rasmussen happens to be one of the more accurate polling companies, and there's no reason that she came up with or anyone else has come up with to say that that poll is wrong. Maybe the ultimate number that scares them is the number that shows that African-American unemployment is the lowest it's been in decades, and it's because of President Trump, and everybody knows it.
And by the way, let's not, you know, ever fool people. I mean, just because you have a 34% approval doesn't mean 34% of blacks are voting for you. I think 34% approval means, hey, you know, the guy's okay. Doesn't mean they're going to vote for him. They still may vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is. But I think it proves that he's not going to be getting, I think in the 2016, I believe Trump got 7 or 8% of the black vote. I think it's a fait accompli. He's going to do dramatically better. He might get 10, he might get 12, he might get 15. Maybe he's an outside shot at 17, 18, 19, 20. He's not going to get 34. I would be shocked just because you have 34% approval, you get 34% of the vote. But he'll certainly do a lot better, and I don't think Democrats can win, James, if Trump even goes from 7 to 14. I think that locks the election for Trump. So they are scared to death, whether it's 34 or whether it's 14. It's not good news for the Democratic Party.
It's terrible news, and it's unprecedented for a poll to come out showing that high an approval rating. But in addition, we have messengers that are sending forth a message. Kanye West, who was referred to in Hannah Navarro's tweet, Candace Owens, and others are saying to African-Americans a similar message that Trump had in 2016.
What do you got to lose?
What do you got to lose? And don't be locked in. Open your mind. You don't have to vote for Democrats. Think it through. That's the message Candace Owens and Kanye West are saying, and the hip-hop generation has always incorporated Trump in their lyrics. They admire him. And so the young African-Americans are really ripe for the picking, in a way, for Donald Trump and his campaign. And I think they're going to have an unprecedented high level. I wouldn't be surprised if it's up near 20% in the vote. I really believe that.
Well, I thought that even in the last election, to be honest with you, when he, you know, campaigned in some black inner cities and he said, what do you got to lose? And a lot of black people were saying the right things. I thought he had a shot of being near 20 and he was nowhere near it. So let's not get our hopes up too much. I'd rather under promise and over deliver. I hope I say it's like, you know, a legitimate chance to be 12 to 14 and it comes out at 20. That'd be great. I don't want to raise expectations to 20. But you look, I'm Jewish. I'm more worried about the Jewish vote than I am the black vote. Are Jews going to come out for President Trump when he's been the greatest president in the history of the world for Israel? Are Jews going to come out and respect that and respond to that? I don't know. We'll find out.
I think
James, we're running out of time. We just got to run.
All right.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we'll continue next Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving to you, James Hurston, and the Hurston family.
Blessed Thanksgiving to you and the Root family.
You the man. God bless. Wayne on the Root. We'll be right back. Here's Max TV.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.